difference between branding and marketing. Branding is about the why, whereas marketing is about how.
In the simplest form, that's easy to consume for business owners, marketing delivers an outcome.
This coffee brand sold out 6 months of inventory in just 28 minutes.
Did you know how this brand was able to use big names like Dwayne Johnson, Michael Jordan, and Ronaldo in their ads? It's pretty simple.
How good was that? That's clever, hey, that's clever. And they didn't get themselves into any hot water because that's the fine line.
But how did you know who he was gonna pick?
We told him to. We've been telling him all day.
Wow. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Now, you know how this one works. We're here in studio. The team are going to present me with some viral videos. They're seeking my reaction. What will it be in a way of trying to extract some more information, some more of my worldly advice? Hopefully you feel it that way. Coming right at you on the back of what's going viral in our great world of marketing right now. Seeing things for the first time. Let's get ready. Let's drop in video number one.
Did you know how this brand was able to use big names like Dwayne Johnson, Michael Jordan, and Ronaldo in their ads? It's pretty simple. Surreal Cereal couldn't afford big names for their ads, so they did something very smart.
What's your name?
Dwayne.
And what's your surname, Dwayne?
Johnson.
They found normal people with famous names.
My name's Serena Williams.
My name's Michael. Michael Jordan.
My name's Ronaldo.
They got them to try their cereal and recorded their reviews.
I'm Dwayne Johnson, and Surreal is the best cereal I've ever had.
This is my favorite cereal.
I'm gonna start using this for my protein goals.
Now they could use their names in their advertisements. Notice how they've also written the truth in small words that makes it completely legal.
How good was that? That's clever, hey, that's clever. And they didn't get themselves into any hot water because that's the fine line, right? Wanting to attach ourselves to celebrity, want to attach ourselves to music or attach ourselves to something famous because it's easy. You see it a lot with people, like maybe it's a Disney movie or it's something trending. You just kind of end up in some hot water or with a letter of cease and desist from someone, which no one wants that in business, right? So how clever is that? Thinking outside the box, meeting the real life Serena Williams. She was there, sure it was, just not the one you think it was. I'm not sure how good she is at tennis, but hey, let's find out. Really clever, really great showcase of how to be clever and creative in marketing. Love it. All right, let's go into video number two. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's see what the team's got for me.
This coffee brand sold out 6 months of inventory in just 28 minutes. Meet Chamberlain Coffee, founded by Emma, turned her love for coffee into a $20 million a year brand. Here's her three-step strategy that has Starbucks and Keurig sweating. Starts with pattern-breaking marketing. Typical coffee brand sticks to product shots and discount codes, but Emma creates entire cinematic universes for every product they launch, making each drop into an event that keeps her customers on their toes. Step two, founder first.
Oh, that was exciting, wasn't it? It's like a, you know, theater. I love a bit of theater in marketing, don't you? It really does appeal to my kind of personality. So it doesn't always appeal to everyone. So Lee, let's see what's next.
Education. This isn't just another influencer slapping their name on a product. Emma takes you behind the scenes from with everything from how the coffee is made to how the packaging is designed. She's the expert behind every decision, and the transparency builds trust that you can't fake. And finally, community
Everybody loves behind the scenes stuff, don't they? It's one of the highest engagement forms of content. People love seeing how things are made and a little bit of behind the scenes. So how can you use that in your marketing, right?
Creation. This is where the magic really happens. They share creative recipes daily, from cinnamon roll coffee to chai carrot oatmeal balls. And then they take it to the next step by spotlighting their community's recipe creations in their stories, turning customers into content creators.
Now, amazing, turning customers into content creators. That's the goal. That's the ultimate, right, in business. If we can turn our consumers into making what they call it, USG, user-generated content, UGC, let's try that. Acronyms, babe, like, you know, gets it wrong every now and then. That's why I don't use them. User-generated content, all right? If we can get our customers to do that, that is gold. Someone else promoting our business and not us. Different voice. Go out and try to do that. Brilliant, brilliant showcase of a business that's crushing it against a big brand. All right, on to the next viral video. What has the team got in store for me? Let's find out.
But how did you know who he was gonna pick?
We told him to. We've been telling him all day.
On the elevator. In the lobby. Even the stick pen on the doormat. Not only that, we loaded his route from the hotel to the stadium. He looks out the window, primers are everywhere. Now he doesn't see it, but he does. There's no getting around it. He even sees Farhad.
That is genius.
Yeah, and it's not only what he sees, it's what he hears. The Mandarin word for five is Wu. There are 124 Wu-Wus in Sympathy for the Devil. Now, he's not registering it, but it's all there. So when he picks up those binoculars, looks out on the field, sees a familiar face with the number 55 on his jersey, some little voice in the back of his mind says, that's it. And he thinks it's intuition.
Wow. The subconscious. We talked about this in an episode, right? How marketing influences us, our decision making, and every opportunity. Big brands do this really, really well. But guess what? This sort of stuff's accessible to anyone, everyone. Small business can do this just the same as the big business guys. You just need time and you need to just get into a creative space, get the right mindset, and you too can get into the subliminal minds of your potential customers of the future. All right, go out there, crush it, get creative, get strategic, and you too can create something unforgettable. I like Will Smith as well, by the way. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. We're heading into the next video. Let's see what we've got to comment on now.
Difference between branding and marketing. Branding is about the why, whereas marketing is about how. Branding is much more long-term, whereas marketing is often the short term. Branding is about the macro, big picture. Marketing is about the details. How do we get it done? Branding defines trajectory, whereas marketing defines the tactics along the way. Branding builds loyalty. Marketing builds response. Branding creates value. Marketing extracts it. Branding is the being, whereas marketing is the doing. But hey, that's my opinion. I'd love to know what you think. Drop a comment below.
Thanks for asking, Dan. Yeah, look, I think that's interesting. Everyone has a perception or an opinion about marketing, right? What is marketing? What is branding? Okay. If you've been listening to me and what I say marketing is, in the simplest form that's easy to consume for business owners, marketing delivers an outcome. And the outcome is different depending on what you need it to do. So whatever he said in all of that stuff, and I'm sure a lot of that I agreed with because I think my head was nodding, yep, that's so great. Marketing is there to deliver an outcome. Just don't forget that. And that outcome is different to what that business needs. Branding is the foundation in which your business is based. You need a strong foundation for in order for your marketing to be successful. That's my view. Love to hear yours. Drop a comment in the DMs or DM, whatever that is. Get it right, Marissa. All right, here we go. We've got another video coming in to comment on. Let's see what they've got for me today.
Sorry, can I have a chip? Thank you. You ate all the chips.
Let me see. I guess so.
Wow, unbelievable, unbelievable.
Ciao tutti. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have a slight problem. Thierry has eaten all of the Lays.
Let me fix it. Hey, camera guys, can you please find someone with Lays to come down and watch the game with us? Do you have any Lays? You don't have any.
No Lays.
No games.
Phones are not so tasty.
Do you fancy pizza?
No, Lays.
Gotta be Lays, guys.
Next time.
What about those? Do you have anything? Yeah, I love you too. No, that's empty. We already have one empty here. We don't need that. Finally!
Finally.
Please come down.
Let's go.
Come down, please.
Wow. No lays, no gain. How good's that? Oh, my God. What's the first thing that comes to mind if you see that? How much did they pay for that? How much did they pay for those celebrities to be attaching to their brand? Was it real? You know, in this world of digital, everyone's questioning things if it's real right now. Is that real? Did they really do that? Or was that all superimposed? If that's real, what a great, clever way to get a celebrity endorsement rather than saying, hi, I'm David Beckham and I like Lay's. You know, isn't that a bit different? It's a bit creative. I liked it. How could you use that for your business? You might not be able to afford David Beckham. It maybe just did that off the cuff because he just loves Lay's. Doubt it. So how could you do that for your business? Maybe you could do that with a micro influencer. We've talked about this before. A micro influencer in your region that you could attach to, that you could do something casual to bring in so much fun and something different as an endorsement of your product rather than just saying, hi, see this product? I really like it and you should like it too. Bit different. Awesome. Great creativity. Go out there, be awesome with your marketing. Get inspired by these viral videos.
How much? They're not for sale.
What do you mean they're not for sale?
The stones were forged in Whitebone Cave during the Qing Dynasty. I bring them out simply to admire.
Give me a price.
It's really not about money. Anyway, I'm actually closing.
20,000.
I'm sorry.
50 then.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, they do look magnificent on you. But what would my ancestors say?
100,000.
Let me make those up for you.
Wow. Great. I like that music. I like the casting. Don't sell products, sell emotions, baby. That's what this is about, marketing. You have this awesome opportunity of storytelling, right? We don't just need to say, yo, these earrings are for sale. Were they really made by her ancestors? Not sure, but she sold it to me. The customer set the price. The customer actually set the value. Value is what you're prepared to pay. Value is different for every one of us. Price is what you're prepared to pay. There we go. Fix myself up. Come back around with some great advice for you. How can you create awesome value for people in your product, in your brand, in your marketing, that they could maybe pay more than what you'd even anticipated its price was? That's all we've got time for now. Thank the Lord. Coming at you in the next episode of the Marketing Factory podcast. Can't wait to hear from you. I love feedback, okay? Drop a comment, drop me a DM. And until then, stay cool. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into the Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.